Okay, one second. Let me zoom in over here. Bishalach! How you like that? It's open. It's open. Is it supposed to be open or not? No. I see it's open. Bishalach is definitely open. Echzef, vazicha, zicha. Bishalach is open. Yeah, there's no shaila about it. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna mark you in here. Let me get a pen. Oh, it writes, Baruch Hashem. All right, what's your name again?
My name is Mendel Greenberg.
Mendel Greenberg. Okay, I got it on here. And your telephone number? Okay. You're gonna leave a deposit of you because you're not a regular member. Can you leave a deposit of us? You know what I mean?
I'll sign a contract even, okay? Now, you go, fine, here's a deposit, I just like asking. Now, there's no problem, right? There's no other bar mitzvah there at that time.
No, I didn't write it. There's no problem. I mean, I didn't scribe it down. I didn't write it. No problem. Sorge nicht, Mister. Sei gesund. It's marked down. This is the official calendar, you understand? Wo steigt sich du.
Excuse me?
What's written here is written here, you understand? Come on, Sikosif. Yeah, whatever it is, it's the worry. Don't worry. Stop worrying too much. Okay, bye.
And finally, the days were moving on and getting closer and closer. And suddenly, it was the week of Parashas Bishalach. But it was in the middle of the weekday. And Reb Nochem Feivelovich came to Shmelke, the Gabbai, the Shamesh.
And the bottle washer and the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's see what happened.
This sefer goes back on the shelf. I wish these people used this for him. They put him back on the shelf. What? Who put this sefer upside down over here? Did I put this way? This one over here. Rab Feivel, Shalom Aleichem, was macht er? Sir, tell me, sag mir, wenn your son getting bar mitzvah?
When's my son getting bar mitzvah? You're funny, Shmelke. Don't you remember? We talked about it. As a matter of fact, that's the reason why I'm coming here to see you now in the middle of the week, because I want to talk to you about Friday night.
Friday night? What's Friday night? Who makes a bar mitzvah Friday night?
You're forgetting what this week is?
This week is Parashas Bishalach. Yeah, no.
That's right. Parashas Bishalach. It's my son Yankel's bar mitzvah.
Your son Yankel? What do you mean, Yankel's bar mitzvah? I was wondering when he's getting bar mitzvah, you know, can I know how he looks, you know, like, he's only not to be bar mitzvah, so when do you say Yankel's bar mitzvah is?
This Shabbos, don't you remember?
I remember? I don't understand. What are you talking about? Wait, you're getting me confused over here.
I'm coming here because the reason why I'm coming here now is because I want to speak to you about if it's okay if I bring my son Friday night and he'll practice learning from the Sefer Torah at Friday night, you know, from actual Sefer Torah that he's going to learn from on Shabbos itself. So this way, he'll be accustomed to it. Well, what's the problem? What are you talking about? Of course, you marked it down. You told me you're marking it down on the calendar.
Mark it. One second. Let me see this. One second. We'll use the calendar. Process, Miss Haller. It's reserved by Mendel Greenberg. Mendel Greenberg. He's like a new misspeller. He came here to reserve. And I made a contract with him because he's not a regular member.
I don't understand. I came to see you. When did he sign the contract?
He signed the contract. He made it 2 months ago.
2 months ago. 2 months ago. But I came a month before that. I came 3 months ago, don't you remember?
3 months ago? Was it 3 months ago? I remember something. Back in my head, I remember an episode. You talked about your son's bar mitzvah?
What are you talking about? Of course I spoke about my son's bar mitzvah. What do you think happened? I spoke about my son's bar mitzvah. Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Boy, I can't believe this. You told me I don't have to remind you, so I didn't remind you.
What are you talking about? Remind me about what?
Don't you remember the day I asked you to reserve and write down my son's bar mitzvah for Parashas Bishalach? I asked you to write it down in the calendar, and then you took out your pen, and it didn't write. Remember? It didn't write. And then you asked me for a pen, and I checked my pockets. I checked over here. I checked over here. And I had no pen, no nothing. And then you looked all around. You opened this drawer, that drawer, in every place, and you had no pen. So, I asked you if I should call you by the end of the week and remind you again, and you said, no, 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 you're going to remember. I even remember how you did it.
Don't you remember? I should remember. Don't you remember? I should remember. Do you remember? Don't you remember? A job of a shamash a gabbai is not an easy thing. Do I remember? Don't I remember? I should remember. I mean, Oy, it's me! I just remembered.
What did you remember?
I remembered that I remembered that I didn't remember.
You remember that you didn't remember?
I remember now very clearly. I forgot to remember, to remind myself, to remember, to write it down in the calendar. Oy vey, tu bar mitzvah, I overbooked. Oy, 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 vay is mir, oy, I come to make tattoos, I make the grass, I made a mistake. I made a mistake, a big mistake. Oy, 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 you know what? Hey, Shulam al Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Ma'arim, Zeh, Zeh, all you didn't like to be happy with each other, don't worry. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. It's a simple mistake. I'm sure if I speak to this person and speaking about the person, look who is walking in.
Hello, Shalom Aleichem. Mr. Shamus, you know, since I don't normally daven over here, you remember me?
Yeah, I am Mr. Mendel Grimberg.
Very good, very good memory, very good. Anyways, you know, we're going to have my son's bar mitzvah in your shul here, Bez Hashem, this Shabbos, and I was just wondering if it's okay, because I want my son to be used to the Sefer Torah, if Friday night, if he could practice the lane in the actual Sefer Torah that he's going to be using tomorrow. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it's all right with me, but I don't know if it's all right with Reb Nochem Feivalovich.
Excuse me? There is somebody else. Oh, Rav Nachum is the Rav of the shul. Is he the Rav?
Not exactly, but he booked the bar mitzvah before you did.
What? Please, no jokes like this. This is the week of the bar mitzvah. Do you know how many people I invited to this bar mitzvah? I sent out the invitations. I'm going to have a lot of people coming here. I plan to make a big kiddush and everything, and you're going to tell me now that you overbooked. I remember distinctly. You took out your calendar, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you said that there was no one else that had a bar mitzvah schedule.
And that's right.
So what's the problem?
Because it's wrong.
But I don't understand. You had no bar mitzvah pendant over there, right?
That's right.
So why is it wrong?
Because it was wrong.
What do you mean? But there was nobody there, and you wrote me down, and we signed the contract. You said because I'm a new member, and I'm not really a regular member, or whatever it is, so we signed the contract. What is the problem?
The problem is, I forgot that I was supposed to remember that when I had a pen that works with ink, I'm supposed to write down, Reb Nochem Feivalovich is supposed to have his son Yankel's bar mitzvah. You understand? So I can't help it.
So, what do you think by Chesky? Is chopped liver or something?
No. Maybe a little gefilte fish with harin and
Please, not a time for jokes. This is not a joking time.
My son, Chesky, he's all prepared. He prepared the laning. His puppy and Sadie is coming in. It's not right.